pandemic for us. It was kind of a rough point in the beginning. It was the first time that we had ever been shut down, you know, or had a mandatory shutdown. I've been in business for 15 years, and that was the first time that that had happened. So that was like the biggest adjustment, you know, being considered a non-essential worker. And I think we were out for 6 or 7 weeks. So that was a big adjustment. And then just kind of getting everybody back. You know, we were always, you know, being a barber, you have to kind of stay up on the sanitation and disinfection and things like that. But, you know, we really wanted to not only make sure that our customers were safe, but making sure that our staff felt safe. A lot of customers, you know, were appreciative of a lot of the, you know, the health things that we were doing to just make them feel comfortable. Because in the beginning, it was just so much uncertainty. Do you get this? If somebody just rubs elbows with you, is this something? You know, it was a lot of different things that we just didn't know. So we just tried to do our part as a business owner, but also just a, you know, Alaskan, just trying to do the right thing with just making sure that we weren't compromising anybody's health. I'm just grateful, you know, the doors are still open. There was, you know, some economic repercussions, even still economic repercussions that people are going through during the summertime, for example. You know, tourism hasn't been as busy as it usually is. So that's something that all businesses are affected, because that's extra population, that's extra people that come in every summer that we just haven't had, you know, in the last few years. But the base of our clientele, the community that we've been able to rely on for years and years, you know, they showed up, and I got to contribute most of our success and being able to weather this to them.